All the Bible is telling you is that every 2,150 years, the sun moves into a new constellation in the heavens. And this is why in Revelation it says that war broke out in heaven. There was a great war in heaven. That's right. The war between the powers of Pisces that has dominated the world and the coming age of Aquarius, when the two constellations are battling for dominance over the world at the equator. So there's a war in heaven, star wars. And consequently, there's coming a new world order. And that new world order is based on the constellations of Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. This is in the Bible. This is in the scriptures. Consequently, you need to understand that there's something going on here. And it has to do with a very powerful story that's been in operation for thousands of years.
Is that what Hitler meant when he talked about the New World Order, and George Bush also, and the installation of a world government? Is that
absolutely, absolutely? But now here's the point: when Adolf Hitler was talking about the New World Order, Adolf Hitler was into astrology, and again, Adolf Hitler was many things, but stupid wasn't one of them. And the Germans, the German minds that were around Hitler, were not stupid. They're not fools. They understood the concepts of the ancient Sumerian. This is why Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were looking for the lost ark. When in Indiana Jones, when the Nazis were up in Tibet looking for the lost ark, why are they looking for the lost ark? Because it has to do with the age of Aquarius. The Nazis knew it. And they want to jump on this story before anybody else gets to it, because they know it's coming. And consequently, Indiana Jones was sent by this government to find the ark, because this government is a lot of things, but stupid isn't one of them. And they know the divine matrix of the heavens is getting ready to change. There's a coming new order in the universe. The old order of Pisces is leaving. A new order of Aquarius is moving in. Somebody better do their homework and find out, because the world is changing. Now, in the Bible, there is a concept that the devil takes something that God has made and licks all over it. I told you that before in one of my lectures, that when I was a child, my dad used to go on Sunday mornings to the donut shop. And he would bring back a big bunch of donuts, but there would always be a couple of chocolate donuts. I take the chocolate donuts and lick them and put them back in the box. Why? No, serious. Because now those two donuts there, they belong to me. Nobody's going to touch them. I licked all over them. They're mine. Okay? And then I started, but when you begin to understand, that's what the Bible is saying the devil has done. The dark side of the force, those people who are here to do evil and to lie to us, that's what they've done. They have taken something that is beautiful, that is divinely ordained as the march of world powers in the heavens, the kingdom of heaven is coming down on earth, the implications of the heavens dominating the earth. They have taken that and licked all over it and put their own interpretations on it now. So they're going to be in charge of the new world order. Well, we will see which one is going to be in charge of the new world order. The Nazis and the fascists are the Almighty God who has ordained this universe to come into being. So I'm